I'm walking through the parking garage on the western side of Old City Hall East with Catherine Kelly. She's the president and CEO of Green Street Properties, the subsidiary which is in charge of the renovation.
See the auto center sign up here?
Inside the former auto center, it's completely dark.
Can you see okay?
It's dusty, too, and filled with shelf after shelf after shelf of Atlanta's past.
You can see a whole series of clocks here in the bins, gears and meter equipment. We've got a series of doors propped up against the wall that were, some of which had wonderful frosted glass panes. An old mailbox there off in the distance.
Off in the distance is no exaggeration. They've devoted 25,000 square feet to storing these artifacts of this building's past lives as City Hall East and Sears Distribution Center, a history going back to 1926 when this building was first built.
Lots of fans, track lighting stacked up along the left here, typewriters and speakers that were in the ceilings. Keep walking this way if you want.
And we do. For more than five rooms, our flashlight spotlight, auto parts, old maps, even a deli counter take a number machine. As far as determining exactly how to repurpose all of this, Kelly says they're working with a landscape architect who specializes in making the old new again.
And he will find beauty in the simplest things. He's taking a series of pipes from the building, for example, and turning them into a whole sculpture structure that will be out in the central green for the property and fashioning it after some Picasso piece that he was inspired by.
Such imagination is key, since they intend to recycle, either in-house or off-site, 95% of this 10-story complex's former materials in this ambitious renovation that will include office space, retail, apartments, and even a linear park that will connect to the Beltline, which runs along the building's east side. Today, this is the sound of recycling here. In this case, the stacking of sheets of old metal. We're standing in a space about the size of a school cafeteria, and it's filled with tall but tidy stacks of all types of raw matter destined for reuse elsewhere.
A whole series of materials stacked in pallets, everything from light ballast to carpet tiles to off in the distance we have some recycled ceiling materials.
They've even collected conveying systems that still work from the old Sears Center days. Those will be sold to agribusinesses across the southeast.
It is a lot.
It is a lot. But I think what helps me keep it in context is just the thought that it's coming out of 2 million square feet of building area. And so there were just so many decades of history and room after room of all that equipment that we really have just a remnant of that at this point.
This major recycling project is just one piece of a larger goal to get Ponce City Market certified as a green building. This means it needs to meet certain third-party standards of sustainability in a whole host of areas, including but not limited to energy, carbon emissions, and stewardship of resources. But in the unique case of this place, it also means being a steward of history. We've arrived now at the center of the old building, deep in the bowels, face to face with the largest artifact yet.
This is the electrical panel that served the property for decades, and it's a bit of an Orwellian scene.
Orwellian, or maybe a scene from Jules Verne. The dark metal panel is big. Its rows of switches, knobs, and light bulbs line an entire long wall. In fact, some of them still power the building's elevators. But soon, the dark panel will take on a second life.
We are working on some creative thoughts about how to use this as a backdrop for a bar in one of the future restaurants of the building. We've also talked about using it in a lobby area or some other central public place.
It's just another piece of a much larger puzzle that visitors will have to wait until 2014 to see completed. That's when the first phase will open its vintage frosted glass doors to the public. Kate Sweeney, WABE.